to cross into Egypt today. Meanwhile, the US Secretary of State says he wants Israel to take concrete steps to protect civilians in Gaza. Antony Blinken's in Tel Aviv, where he says Israel has the right to defend itself.
It is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in the crossfire Hamas is making, that everything be done to protect them and to bring assistance to those who so desperately need it, and we're not in any way responsible.
It comes as the leader of another militant group, Hezbollah, prepares to speak out for the first time since the conflict began. Zara Alina's murderer has won a court battle to reduce his jail sentence. Jordan McSweeney attacked the law graduate as she walked home in East London last summer. That's
the original judge was damning when she gave McSweeney a life sentence last year.
The defendant is a pugnacious and deeply violent man.
Today, the Court of Appeal said it didn't disagree with that, but it did find she wrongly factored in the aggravating features in the case. He'll now serve a minimum of 33 years rather than 38. Judges insist it doesn't detract from the savage nature of the attack.
Researchers are warning diseases from animals could kill 12 times as many people in 2050 than they did in 2020. Experts fear epidemics could become more frequent because of things like climate change and deforestation. A man known as the Somerset Gimp has been banned from dressing in a black gimp suit in public at night after police linked him to 25 incidents. 32-year-old gardener Joshua Hunt is also prohibited from crawling on the ground. And Apple says it's making more money than ever from sales of iPhones, partly due to big demand in China. The starting cost for the new 15 Pro Max model is nearly £1,000. The company's overall performance has dropped. That's the latest.
Thanks very much. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we're looking at a little bit of an improvement for this afternoon with some sunny intervals. The rain may well come back between about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then just overcast throughout the rest of the evening. Tomorrow, heavy rain in the morning and then sunshine and showers in the afternoon, and the rain is returning overnight. So today we have a high of 13 and a low of 5. Tomorrow, a high of 12 and a low of 7. On Sunday, early morning drizzle and then sunny intervals throughout the day, high of 12 and a low of 5, and then looking much better on Monday and on Tuesday with sunny intervals throughout the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Music and chat in town. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon. Great to welcome you here on Phoenix for a Friday lunchtime. And thanks as ever to Michelle for a great show, great guests today, and a fascinating interview as well. And I didn't know it was World Happiness Day, but it was great to hear about all of the things that you could do to try and enable your own happiness and to help other people as well. We shall, of course, be back on Monday. So my name's Patrick, and this is a show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And hopefully we've got a great show to keep you entertained throughout the rest of the next couple of hours. Well, it's second hour. We'll be going back at 2:30 for the vintage chart, right back to 1967. And we'll have a little bit of psychedelia. I think that's what we need on a Friday afternoon. Birthdays quiz will be at about 1:45. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll ask you how old you think they are, and you can email us radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to take part. But I should be chatting with my guest here this afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
Great to have you here this afternoon.
It's good to be here. Thank you for asking me in.
Oh, it's great to always have you here, Paul. So, what are you going to be chatting about this afternoon?
Well, I'm going to be leaving Billericay in the end of the month, so I'm going to be talking about, well, I don't know, what depends what questions you ask me. I think I'm going to be thinking and reflecting on 15 and a half years as the rector in Billericay and talking about where I'm going.
Absolutely.
Past year's new.
Absolutely. Sounds like it'd be fascinating. Thanks very much for that, Paul, and we look forward to chatting later on.
Thank you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
And let's kick off this afternoon with a really brilliant live recording. This is Sting, recorded live at the Irving Plaza in New York City. And his version of the song he wrote, of course, Message in a Bottle. great recording that is of Sting, and singing the song, of course, which was number one for the Police in 1979, and in the days when singles were 45 RPMs that you physically went out and bought, and over 500,000 copies of that were sold in the United Kingdom. Lauren Daigle brought out earlier this year her album Thank God I Do. She's just brought out it again, but this time as an extended version. So if you bought the original, you only got 11 tracks. If you buy it now, you can buy it with 24 tracks as well. But we're going to take a track that obviously is on both of those, and this is Thank God I Do.
All of the darkness trying to fight my fears alone, so long alone.
as Lauren Daigle, and Thank God I Do, from the album just called Lauren Daigle. And we'll have another track from that album in the second half, if we can squeeze it in today. I should be chatting to Paul fairly soon.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Magic's working.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, that's the sports show that you really want if you're very interested in local football teams, Billericay, Brentwood, Chelmsford, etc. All those information about those, regular updates of scores, etc. Together with all the wider sports news that you would want. Check out the show here on Phoenix. So at 18 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, delighted to have Paul here in front of me. So good afternoon again, Paul. Great to have you here.
Good afternoon again, Patrick, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Paul, 15 years in the Billericay. Had you ever been to Essex beforehand? You came.
Not at all. I think I knew that Chelmsford existed, but that was about it. I'd been to London a few times, but never out in the sticks of Essex, as it were.
Right, okay. And how long did it take to get used to being out in the sticks in Essex?
Well, I'll tell a lie, because before I came to Billericay in 2008, I was in Chadwell Heath, 2001, which is sort of East London-Essex border.
Yes.
But very different culturally. The demographics are very different. So I suppose I had my toe in the water. But yeah, it took me quite a while to get used to some of the Essex slang in it and all of that. Mind you, I think it took a while for people to get used to my slang, my accent as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure it was. But you know, all these things are just part of the endearing part of who we are and where we live, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's part of our identity.
Absolutely. So first coming to Billericay, what were first impressions of life around here?
Well, having been in East London, where the houses were very much tightly packed together, terraces, not much open space, and what have you. So coming to Billericay, lovely housing, large gardens, lots of public spaces, whether it's a park or Mill Meadows, Lake Meadows, all sorts of things. So suddenly realising how spread out everything was, how clean the air was, how far apart houses were, that sort of thing, which people often take for granted. I mean, we take it for granted, don't we? And sometimes when we go away and we drive back, we think, glad we're back in Billericay.
Yeah.
It has a bit of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and it's interesting how you get used to things as well, very quickly as well, isn't it, like that?
Absolutely. And we live about 5 minutes walk from the high street, and I'm always down the high street having the coffee or having the beer or something. And it becomes just part and parcel of where you live and you take advantage of it, but realise that for a lot of people they don't have that accessibility.
Sure. I have to say you're doing a grand job on selling Billericay for everybody. All the estate agents
well,
are saying great stuff.
I love Billericay.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely, we do.
Yeah. What is it you particularly love about Billericay then?
Oh dear.
What you've just said is part of that.
Well, I think it is, and interesting. I do a lot of schools, and there's two questions that the children always ask me.
Okay.
And the first question is, what do you like the most about your job?
Right.
I say, oh, that's an easy answer, people. So I like people.
Sure.
And then the other question is, what do you dislike most about your job? And I say, that's an easy answer. It's people. Then you have to sort of explain
absolutely.
That you're not friends with everybody.
Absolutely.
But I've always enjoyed getting on with people. There's a rich diversity of people in Billericay, all ages and creeds and colours and what have you. So I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed engaging with a different type of character, of personality,
sure.
demographic in Billericay, very different to Chaddle Heath.
Absolutely.
So I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed the way people have embraced me from the beginning.
That's good.
I think they saw me as something quite different, and I definitely was, compared to my predecessor. For some people, that took quite some time, but most people just embraced me from the beginning. So I've always felt as if I fitted in quite easily within the community. And when there's such a strategic role as well, I think, not just within the church, but within the life of the community as well.
Sure.
And so I think the way people have just welcomed me from the beginning was an asset and a benefit as well.
Sure, excellent, great. So what would you say the wider role was with the community then?
Well, people often think that when you're a minister, that your role is just to the church. And Sunday services, communions, weddings, funerals, all sorts of things. But actually, the role of a minister is to a community. And there's 40,000 people live in Billericay. And I've always saw Billericay as a town, as my parish. And therefore, never been afraid in coming forward, or shy in coming forward, to make contact with different groups. Whether that would be schools, whether it would be service organisations, whether it's working with the town council, whether it's getting support for the street pastors or the food bank in the initial stages, all sorts of things, because of the role I have, and some people would say I have some kind of kudos that goes with it. You can use that for the common good of the community. And so I've always found it very easy to engage with community, whether it's in the way that I just mentioned, whether it's been invited to speak at different groups, or there's been a school governor, all sorts of things. I've also enjoyed having a beer, a curry, coffee with people as well, just have a catch-up and listen to their story as well as they listen to mine. So I've always tried to have probably 50-50, if truth be told, in terms of how I do my role, carry out my role within the church building itself, but also within the community with people.
Great, good. Thank you for that. Excellent. Okay, first track that you've chosen for us today, actually, it's a brand new release, isn't it, from Chris Stapleton, White Horses, comes from his album Higher, which is released actually next Friday. So why have we got this?
Well, Chris Stapleton, I've chosen him before. He's one of my favourite artists of recent years. Difficult to define him because the rock community love him, the blues community love him, the country community love him. He's somebody just who bridges a gap. He hasn't released music, original music, for about 4 years. So this single that was released about 6 or 8 weeks ago was with great anticipation. I love it. It's a great song.
Loaded gun by my
That's Chris Stapleton and White Horse. Just before 1:30 here on a Friday lunchtime. I'm slightly late for this.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So I'll give you some travel updates here. One thing we need to go straight away for you here is in Stock, the B1007. Stock Road has been closed in both directions between the High Street and Honeypot Lane after an accident. School Lane is also closed. Delays are on there on the approaches. So that's something really to be aware of and to avoid if you can actually do that this afternoon. That will help you out. If we go to looking at the map here, that I've got it's quite busy in the centre of Billericay this afternoon, round by Sun Street and then up past Waitrose and beyond up towards the Blue Boar. All pretty busy there this afternoon. Also, as we go down towards Hutton along the Rayleigh Road, it's quite some heavy traffic there as well. Down to the station at Shenfield, a bit of a build up round that area as well. All good along the Ingrave Road heading up towards Wilson's Corner. Similarly along the Ongar Road as well, but Wilson's Corner itself quite busy at this particular time. Nothing too much to report down at the Brook Street roundabout, which is good. And then the M25 itself, all very easy in the whole section between the M11 going up to the bridge and the tunnel. Delighted to report on that. The M11 itself up by North Weald, there's a little bit of a traffic build up there as well. The A12, that's all pretty easy as well. Of course, there's the ongoing roadworks around the Margaretting Ingatestone area. And do be aware that you can't join the A12 if you're coming down from Chelmsford after you've gone down 3 Mile Hill. You have to really, I today had to go down through Gallywood to join that. Central Chelmsford itself building up, but not as busy as it often is on a Friday. Give you a travel update in an hour's time. And of course, if anything major comes in, I should let you know all about it. So chatting away here with Paul, who has been in Billericay for 15 years and now going off to Pastures New. So in those 15 years, Paul, you've already talked about the importance of the school's work, but there must be so many memorable incidents that have taken place.
A great many, some that will remain private, I think. dear me, where do you start? We were the first church in the country to open as a vaccination centre in December 2020, so that was a bit of a coup. 20,000 vaccinations were offered to Billericay residents during that time it was open, so that was quite a highlight and quite a significant.
Yeah, absolutely, very significant. You talked about being involved with the community, that's really significant.
So that was one of those things. I think Street Pastors celebrates its 10th anniversary this weekend. That took me 3 years to set up with a town council, borough county, county council, police, churches. That's done an amazing job on a Friday, Saturday evening, supporting the nighttime community in Billericay. The food bank I mentioned earlier, we used to get lots of people knocking on our door. Being the rectory, we often have food parcels ready to give out when people did. I had a colleague at the time, Dan Pearson, we talked about setting up a food bank down at St John's at Outwood Common. That's been going several years. Probably one of the largest food banks in Essex, sadly. Over 100 families are being supported each week. That's probably nearly 300 children and adults. So that's quite a significant way of supporting the community. I've enjoyed my school's work, both as a governor at Billericay School, working with Quilters School, some of the service organisations when I've been able to work with them and be invited to speak, and so many different community groups that I've spoken to who welcomed me and supported charities I've been supporting at the time, different things. Oh dear, it's, yeah, the quite a long list. I think I'm trying to off the top of my head.
Sure. Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously, you know, engagement with a wider community like that for a long period of time, there's bound to be a huge number of things.
I think as well, when I was talking earlier about sort of engaging with people outside of the church, you mentioned it in your introduction. I'm a bit of a music promoter, and I was just thinking, I've nearly 90 gigs or events that I promoted during the time I've been in Billericay. Some quite small, some quite significant. I mean, Beth Nielsen Chapman, Nashville Royalty, that was an amazing coup. One of five concerts in 2016 when she came in the UK.
Wow, and one of those was with you. Amazing.
Yes, quite amazing. And then Ricky Ross, lead singer of Deacon Blue, has been twice. His last time was in October last year. That was quite amazing. And lots of great artists over time, and helped put Billericay on the musical map, I think. I shall miss all of that.
So how did you start getting into doing all of that?
Well, I started with Christian artists who I enjoyed, and wondered whether I would cover my costs if I was to invite them. And the first artist I invited was someone called Bryn Howarth, who is an amazing singer-songwriter, one of the best slide guitarists in the world, as it happened. And he came, and quite a lot of people came along, and then a band called After the Fire, who I used to listen to many years ago. And I thought, well, I don't just listen to Christian music or choral music, I listen to what you might call secular music. So I thought, well, I wonder what artists I might be able to invite along. And it really started, I think the first artist I really, I thought I'd stick my neck on the block to try, was an artist called Robert Vincent, who has won awards amazing over the last few years. And he was supporting Paul Carrack at the Cliffs in Southend. And I just spoke to him at half time when he was selling his album, bought his album. I said, you wouldn't come and do a gig in my garden, would you? He said, yeah, I'd love to. And he came. We had about 200 people attend for a gig in the garden, which was quite unexpected but amazing. And it sort of snowballed from there. And all the artists that I've invited, I've seen live once or twice. So you become a fan. You become known. I'm a member of the UK Americana Association as a promoter. So all of these things get you known. If you feed people well, you look after them, it's word of mouth as well. So that's been a great... And there's over 700 people within Billericay have attended an event of mine over the last several years.
That's great. Good. Okay, thank you. Well, we'll have a second track that you've chosen for us today. This is Sam Outlaw and Tender Hearts, which is the title track from his 2018 album. It was a UK country number three. And I understand he calls his music SoCal country because he comes from Southern California.
He does, and he has a very interesting slant on country music. This single actually came out in 2016, although the album came out in 2018. And in 2016, it was my song of the year. I blog about my top 20 songs of the year. So it was my top 20 song of 2016. But interestingly, after I'd chosen it, I found out it was Bob Harris's single of the year for 2016. So I'm in good company.
Absolutely.
There's
Sam Outlaw and Tender Heart has chosen by my guest here, Paul. And so, Paul, pastures new in Cyprus.
Yes. So, who would have thought?
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? So, any particular reason for looking and going to Cyprus?
Well, Paul and I have been thinking for a few years that it's possibly time to move on. I think you sometimes you can overstay your welcome. And 15 years in ministry in the same church is quite a long time, and twice as long as my predecessor. So for a couple of years, we've been thinking that it might be, where would we go next? And the world is God's Paris rather than the UK.
Absolutely.
And a few years ago, I was offered a job in Cairo as the dean of the cathedral in Cairo. But sadly, the pandemic hit. And then that job just sort of disappeared after about 18 months, although I would have gone. So that put the sort of seed in our mind that, oh, maybe a job abroad might be an interesting option. And having been in Billericay, I mean, Emmanuel's been a great church. I've loved being the team rector. I've loved the community of Billericay. Is there anywhere else that I could go to that would have that same draw? With all due respect, probably not. I've been thinking that, some kind of adventure abroad might be an option. So I applied early in May of this year. I applied for the role of parish priest in Paphos, not expecting to be interviewed or even shortlisted. There was quite a considerable interest, you may imagine. And lo and behold, they shortlisted me, interviewed me, and have appointed me. I'm amazed.
And so had you ever been to Paphos in Cyprus before?
Yeah, we've been 5 times.
Oh, okay.
We've been to Paphos a few times. We've been to Fig Tree Bay Petaris, which is the other end of the island. And then a few years ago, of course, we went to Ayia Napa with the kids. Getting on down with the kids, which was rather wild, I have to say. So it was a country that we'd been to, that we'd done a lot of travelling there, driving around and stuff, so it was fairly familiar. The driver on the left, they speak English. and there's some great history, particularly in Paphos, Christian history. So I thought, well, we know it. You know, why not just give it a go?
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you like it when it's really hot?
Well, I think you can become acclimatised to heat.
Okay.
I know when I went to, you may remember, I went to the Philippines as part of my sabbatical in 2019, and it was 40 degrees.
Yes.
And after 2 or 3 weeks, I couldn't cope. Then all of a sudden, you get acclimatised. Yeah. And by the end of my visit, it was fine. And I think when we go on holiday, we only ever go for 2 weeks, and we don't give ourselves enough time to get used to the weather, and we come back when we're still struggling. So I'm sure that and it will get gradually warmer. But yes, when we were there, we went there for a week, invited by the church, in the middle of July, and it was 35 to 40. It was hot. Looking for shade oil.
And so, what sort of things would kind of characterise the ministry in a place like that?
Well, there's 3 churches. There's Hagia Kyriaki, which is a 3rd century Greek Orthodox church that they share. And then in the middle, a place called Tala, there's an Anglican church. And to the north of Paphos, in Pasuri, the St. Luke's, which is... So there's 3 churches. I'd be living in the middle, called Ember, about 25-30 minutes journey from each of those. So it will be ministering in the 3 churches. But there's 70,000 expats live in Paphos.
Wow.
Who perhaps are not really engaging with the church, or the church are not really engaging with them.
Sure.
So part of my brief is to try and connect with the expats who are living there. And if there's one thing I've done well in my ministry, particularly in Billericay, is to engage with community. And I'm not shy in coming forward. And I've been saying to people, I have to find out where people watch football, where they listen to music, and where they drink. It's going to be awful. It's going to be awful what you have to do for the gospel.
What you have to do.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it is going to be new things. I mean, Sundays will take care of themselves, of course they will. I've done it for 26 years. But I think trying to engage with the wider community will require a bit of imagination, sort of sticking my neck above the parapet and what have you. And that's the new challenge, I think, that I'm ready for and looking forward to.
Great. Well, that sounds like a really interesting thing to be doing, Paul.
Well, in addition to that, of course, there's a lot of weddings take place.
I'm going to say, I wondered about the weddings.
At the moment, there's about 25 wedding venues. Because over here, I'm a registrar, but only in churches. Over there, the license to be a registrar is given by the Cypriot government. So wherever I am is official. So it might be in a monastery, it might be in a third century church, it might be in a hotel, it might be on the beach with sand in your toes. So that could be quite fun. Looking forward to that as well. And if you're thinking of getting married in Cyprus, make contact with the Anglican Church. It might be me. And if you want to have your wedding vows renewed, then come over to Cyprus. It could be me.
There you go. What a wonderful offer there, Paul. The final of the three tracks that you've chosen for us, Hannah White, Chain of Hours. So why have we got this?
Okay, I'd never heard of Hannah White until October last year when she was supporting Ricky Ross on his tour. I was just bowled over by her songs, by her personality and by her musicality. Earlier in the year, she was Single of the Year for the Americana UK Americana Association. And she just released a new album today called Sweet Revolution. But this song, Chains of Hours, has already been in her live set. And it was a single released about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and it's a great song. And she did a house gig in February, and she's just finished a tour with Carrick. So she'd gone from 30 people to 3,000. So her star is on the rise. Look out for her. But this is a brilliant song.
We'll be right back.
Hannah Wyatt and Chains of Hours. And we'll be chatting to Paul again after we've done the competition, which will be coming up fairly soon.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Join me, Xanthi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mel and Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So at just actually 5 minutes to 2 o'clock, we'll start the competition here today. So remember how this works. Three artists. I shall tell you some interesting facts about them, help you to try to work out how old they are, and we'll have a track. And you just have to email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, if you want to take part. Here we go. So Stephen Randolph Jackson is an American singer, musician, and dancer. He is best known as a former member of the Family Band. And the Jacksons. In fact, he is the youngest Jackson brother and the second youngest Jackson sibling before his sister Janet Jackson. He is the ninth child in the Jackson family. He was only 2 years old when the Jackson 5 was originally formed and therefore wasn't an original member. Although he was on every Jackson 5 tour since 1972 playing the congas, he didn't actually join the Jacksons until 1975. So we're going to have a track that he wrote and was from 1979, Shake Your Body Down, which was a UK number 4 and a USA number 7. So how old do we think is Randolph Jackson, Stephen Randall Jackson of the Jacksons? Just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com.
And I do know that I want you.
much. Shake your body down to the ground. You tease me with your loving to play hard to get. Cause I do know that I want you. You walk around this town with your head on up in the sky. And you do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. I need to do just something to get closer to your soul. And you do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.